5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think we are podcasting, and I'm excited. First of all, I'm excited because we're still on the road. There's going to be a few shows left.
That's right.
The I Mom So Hard tour, the flashback tour, which is, I think it's really fun because we're going back to when we were younger, but we're also talking about like what we're dealing with today, which topical. So if you're dealing with your parents and you're parenting your parents and you're parenting your kids, our show is for you.
I do find myself saying all the time to my kids, like, when I was your age, in a way that I never have before, because like my kids are middle school age and I remember that time. Like I remember having thoughts about thinking, and like I can say to my kids, like, I remember when I was your age and I felt shy, here is what I did or whatever, or here, you know, here's also the very wrong thing that I did. But like, that's why I feel like the flashback show is very relevant, is because we're dealing with these things in our kids' lives, it reminds us of when we were that age
dealing with
that. And same old shit.
Yeah. And everything's so impactful. And you remember why. You were like, I know that like I always say, like every feeling you have in middle school, as your hormones come into check, every feeling is times 1,000. So if it's jealousy, you're feeling it to the point where like it's in your bones. If you're feeling happy, you're like almost like your head's going to explode. There's no like there's no nonchalance in middle school.
It's you really got to talk those guys out of like a real 14 level reaction to say, my son, I thought he was going to punch a hole in the wall over a Zern yesterday. I'm like, you need to get some fucking perspective, dude.
That math doesn't matter.
If this is what sends you over the edge in life,
you wait till you have a girlfriend.
And let me believe you've met your father.
Yeah.
Is that what you like? Give me the goddamn. Would anybody have seen the orange juice cap? I can't. It's not pleasant. Let's not do that, you
100%.
Guys.
And I will start this conversation off by, I can see what you're saying, and I can also add to that by telling you that I went on my first mommy-daughter trip to New York City with Eleanor.
Just you and Eleanor. I love it.
There is a caveat. Here's what I'm going to say. There's so many. I have notes on my phone, which, by the way, if you are watching this, I would like to apologize because Jen's printer isn't working
right
now.
It's a turd, you guys.
And I literally can't stand when people use their phone for notes, like like a bridesmaid or a best man speech. If you have your damn phone, I'm like, that's going to look like shit in pictures.
For public speaking, I think
either
101
is. Either have your 4x6 cards that are respectable or memorize that shit. Gil, you've got one job.
Let's be serious. Let's invest in some cardstock paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's not use a piece of torn out notebook paper. Let's not use cocktail napkin.
I could find both of those things mildly charming. But you get a phone up there and I'm like, this person doesn't know how to work.
I feel bad even when I have a conversation. Like, I like a pen. Both of us are very
same.
Old school.
I'm pen and paper.
I've got Post-it notes stashed everywhere so I can make notes. I look like a crazy person. But I will say to somebody, I'm typing notes into my phone because I don't want them to think I'm fucking looking at my phone.
Still don't
because
like it.
Punch me. Punch me if like I look it. At my phone while we're talking.
Also, I'll never memorize anything if it's in my phone. I think that's why I have a hard time with schedules. I just know that I don't do as well in my day-to-day life because I'm using an a calendar off of our phone. I have no option because there's no daily planner that can support what we do.
I would literally,
it would look like a phone book. I'm not carrying it around. I don't have the lumbar support.
If I write it down, I will remember it, but I will put notes into my phone. And then every month or so I go through my notes and I'm like, what in God's name is this note for myself?
I will make the same note again. I'm like, I have no original thoughts. I've got three. I'm out of information.
I mean, it's anybody's ball. You could go into my phone and if archaeologists find my phone in thousands of years and they try to decipher what my notes are, they're going to be like, these primitive minded people, animals,
why couldn't they just get the,
these words are barely even strung together.
How many soccer teams are they on?
Yeah. I see something about Netflix and then just the wrong title of shows.
Why is this her password?
Yeah. I got to watch this new show called Spectrum Dating. I don't know. Somebody told me about it and I made a note. Okay.
It's 100% true. And so the reason I wanted to go to New York with Eleanor is because I do feel like the age of the phone and the iPad, I am so thirsty for connection that I want to spend real time because I feel like between school and everything, it's just so packed. And Eleanor and her cute little Catholic school had 2 weeks off of spring break, and Finn had a week and a half. But I was like, you know what? Eleanor's little best friend, I say little, but they're all sixth graders and they're both 12 and they're not little. And that's probably like,
no, they're little. They're
like, you know, what's between like being a girl and a woman, like a chick? I like the word chick. Nothing pisses. I don't get pissed off.
Gal.
In the world. Gals. Jesus Christ. Not good. 90. Well, not a weird uncle. Like you, hey, you gal.
I am both
over.
Of these things,
fine.
I guess.
I like the word chick. They're just little chicks. You know, they're like, walk. Is that derogatory?
Chick?
Little chickens. Yeah. They're just little. They're little chickens walking through. You know,
I call my solidly adult woman friend a girl. Like, girls night out.
Okay, fine.
Hanging out with the girls.
Fine. That's probably, I'm not going to get in trouble with that.
Ladies is my way of, like, kind of suggesting that they've been around the block. Yeah.
Of a broad, definitely, you might just say, like, tube tops and cigarettes, baby.
I also am calling myself the same thing.
Yeah, I love the word broad. I look at how I'm sitting right now. I'm like, come on.
Couple of broads.
Couple of broads makes me so happy. Yeah. Okay, so my daughter and her friend are definitely not broads. They're just chicks, girls, whatever.
Yeah.
They're 12. And so Charlie, her little friend, moved back to New York. They went through elementary school together, were very close with the family, and Charlie moved back to New York.
That's a big move. That's a big difference.
Broke Eleanor's heart. They talk every day on FaceTime, and these FaceTimes are so dang cute. Like, they show each other, like, what they're wearing, and then, like, their nails, and, like, you know, they're talking about their crushes. I'm on the other side of the wall, like, I want to be in on it so bad. But it's
A move from almost anywhere in the United States to New York, it might as well be Amsterdam in some ways because
it's a big deal.
Your way of life is very, very different
in
New York.
It is so different.
The cityest living that there possibly is.
It's
so you're not
100%
like riding your bike down the street. You're not.
Well, you might, but you're going to have a story to tell.
You're going to take it on the subway
to a
park.
Yeah. 100%. So they have this really cool old-timey brownstone. I'll get to that in a second. But with that being said, I told Eleanor, I said, all right, for spring break, we're going to fly. This is your birthday present. This is a big deal. I got it on miles. You know, I love to brag about budget travel. So we got these flights. And then I told my husband and my son, I was like, hey, you guys need to go to Houston so you can visit.
Wait, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss the in-laws. But you
I
guys
was
go.
Just trying to divide and conquer. I have thoughts in retrospect. Things went. So I sent my husband to visit his mother.
You
got to
have a buffer there,
right?
You got to be there. You got to be there for that.
Visit his grandmother. And knowing what I know now, we will never go divided again.
Nope.
It's hard to talk about the fun you had in New York when you know that there was another experience happening.
Not as fun.
Like a movie. Yeah. Like you cut to like Eleanor walking and I walking down the, you know, New York City streets, and then cut to like everybody very, very quiet in a beige room. Like it was a very different experience. So back to New York where we were having fun. So Eleanor and I, we walked onto the plane, and 2/3 of this plane was like first class. Like you walk by, there was 1/3 was the, like you were in like your own suite, and they were like on right side and left side, and they had their own suites. Like crazy luxury travel, right?
What was it, American
It
Airlines?
Was American, and it was, you know, it's one of those travel bus, huge planes that goes
the first class section brought to you by Qatar Airlines. There's a shower in there and shit, man.
Right? I'm like, I go, keep walking, Eleanor, keep walking.
Don't even make eye contact, it costs money.
So she's like, you know, she sees this and it's all like, what? And I'm like, nope, we're going to keep going. And then we go through business class, which is the two lay down seats side by side, and they're everybody's getting cozy.
Please.
And I go, keep walking, man.
We sponsored got this, by Virgin Airlines.
Yeah, we got this flight for free. We are solidly in the 30s, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we go, and she
here we are, Spirit Airlines.
Like, here
here's our seats.
Go ahead and just hold on to your baggage because there's no
room.
We
didn't pay for the armrest, Eleanor. Nope. Hands to yourself.
So we're like, excuse me. And Eleanor, and she's like, Mom, I want the window. And I'm like,
oh, God.
Let me give this to you straight, sister. In no way are you getting the window seat.
No way.
I am plus, not
doing you're a kid.
That.
You're going to keep it closed. You're going to look at it one time when we land. And
you're going to, absolutely not.
Nope.
I have worked too hard.
Yep.
Someday you will work hard and you will get the window seat. But for now, you
middle
can live
seat,
in a wanting.
Sister.
You're middle seating. It.
Yeah.
So we get on there and you'll appreciate this. I love the whole flight. She's so excited. She's like, I have the assistant phone and I let her take pictures on it. It's also linked to my phone so I can see everything that she's doing.
Yeah.
And so she's like on the flight, like taking a video for her friend, like, I can't wait. I'm going to see you. And blah, blah, blah. It was so cute. I'm like, I'm here too. No big deal.
Delilah, she'll like set up an entire office on that tray too.
Oh,
she's
makes
like,
me so
get
happy.
A mini stapler. And it's just it's like, she's getting magazines and she's making like,
she's handing the guy to the left here. Staple these. We got to get these.
Here's hand sanitizing wipes, and there's the little eye patches.
The gel, anybody, the gel 100%.
Light. Yeah, she's doing it. She loves a good flight, man.
It's my son. Weird. they're so similar. So Eleanor and I are sitting there, and we're watching a movie together, and we both find the same parts funny, and we're doing the Ragnarok laugh. I know who I am in the.
She's head back.
Head back.
Scream laughing, pounding the seat in front of her.
So much so that the very nice gentleman sitting to our left at one point goes like this.
Like, holy God.
And I go, I'm so sorry. Find out later.
It's Ragnarok. You got to watch that part here. Take my headphones. You got to watch this. Every single time I watch this, which is about 700 times, I die laughing at this part.
It's the guy
you're
made
gonna
out
eat
of
those
stone.
Pretzels.
It's the guy made out of stone. You can't tell me it's not hilarious. I can't watch that movie, and I never watch it with Jen now because I know she's just gonna make fun of me. So I
see that she's like hiding her screen from me. I see it, and I'm like, no, absolutely
like, no,
not. So, put on a documentary.
Or she'll touch my arm, like, and I'm like, oh, God, fine. I'll watch a stupid thriller, you know. And then I'm like eating.
You know how when you have a baby on a flight, you're like, you know what? This one loves Trolls too. And I put it on and it just keeps him happy for 2 hours. That's Thor Ragnarok with this woman. I just put it on.
That has to make somebody feel good
nice,
out in the
warm,
universe.
Warm, comfy blanket
like
on her. And
comfort movies. I don't know what that says about me. So we get to the, so we have the greatest flight ever. We're laughing at the same parts of the movie. And I'm like, this feels different. Like, I don't know what happened, but I had a moment where I was like, oh, we have moved into a different part of mothering, which I do feel like significantly comes around 12. And 11 felt like I kind of knew I was ramping into something, but 12 feels like when I say 12, I'm like, I'm not as worried about her like going up a flight of stairs or being on an escalator or, you know, I feel like, God forbid if we were going to get lost, if we got lost from each other, she would know what to do at this point.
Yeah.
So there's something about that that makes me.
They got it together a little bit more.
A little bit. Yeah. Don't overestimate. It'll be the thing that bites you right in the ass. But I do think like at the end of the day, it felt like, oh, I see this girl that's like going to be a woman someday. We're going to be best friends.
It's true. Yeah.
And I'm already her best friend, but she doesn't. It's
know
not
it yet. She
doesn't
know that yet.
I'm trying real hard. She doesn't know that we're like,
stage 5 clinger.
Yeah, you don't even need to FaceTime me. I'm face to face. You don't need to FaceTime Charlie. You got
Yeah.
I want to hear about your nails. Yeah. I want to, you know. So we get on the flight. It's the best. We land in New York. I love New York City. The second we get out, you know, a fake Uber driver tries to get me in his car.
Checks all of her boxes because it's got that constant visual and sound white noise that she needs to soothe her.
It's loud and it's kind of, there's a pulse to it and it's fast. And I'm like, yes. So we take a old school yellow cab.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, it smells kind of bad. Yeah. A little bit of unruly, unsavory characters. You don't know what you're getting.
You got to keep your wallet and your teeth.
Maybe you're getting a deal. Yeah. Maybe you're getting staph infection. You don't know.
For sure you are. Don't you touch anything on that subway.
I think this is why I have strong antibodies. I'm like, don't bring your hand sanitizers, you pussies. Let's ride the subway the way we were meant to.
Gum right here.
You get a weird rash and you're like, I took the A train. Yeah. You know, that's what I want it to be.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I love the trains. I love the subway. I think riding a subway is literally the greatest. Mm. If you've got kids over the age of 10, I think you should take them to New York. Now, listen, with that being said, you're going to get on a subway and there's going to be some unsavory characters, or you're going to walk outside and some guy's going to have his pants off, or you're going to walk outside and you're going to see like some super famous celebrity like Kevin Bacon eating a sandwich at a side. New York is just...
I would love to see Kevin Bacon eat a sandwich.
Or Kevin Bacon without his pants on. I'm just saying.
Eating a sandwich? Well, that checks all of my boxes.
Places.
Yeah. Okay. It's great. No, it's great. My husband lived there forever. Yeah. He loved it. When we go, people yell at me to walk faster.
Oh, my God. Slow walkers. Don't even go if you're a slow walker. That's the caveat. If you get on that treadmill, go to a 7. If you can't keep that up for at least 3 miles.
If you are looking for a place to vacation where you can enjoy life, it's not New York. You got to be busy. You're on a schedule and you got to get the fuck out of the way or 100%. Somebody will throw punch you.
Saunter.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we all have places to go.
That's why it works for Kristen. And for me, people are just like, where are you trying to get to? They're just like carrying me under their arm and running with me to drop me off because I'm ruining everyone's day.
It's so happy how fast we walked. We walked, so we did so much the first day we were there. First of all, the family I stayed with are fantastic, and they're good friends of ours, so it was so nice to see them.
In a brownstone,
which is so dope, like New York City brownstone. This thing was built in 1918, has 14-foot ceilings, like all the original trim.
I'm picturing like Carrie Bradshaw, Sex in the City, but like that was divided into apartments,
Think of it more like the Gilded Age, but not like that. Fancy, obviously, but that's the era that it was built. Like, so the ceilings have all that ornate.
Oh my God.
He's into that. He's the owner, the dad, Roger, is into vintage artwork and all this. So it was so cool.
And then we're
3 blocks from the train. So we get up the next morning and we hit New York hard.
Okay.
We go have breakfast at a place that's known for pancakes, which is like, the Meatpacking District, which has a High Line, which used to be a big New York City
train. Now
and they
park.
Turned it into a walkable park.
Yep.
So, and the weather was beautiful. So everybody's out and it was so fun.
I will say I will go to New York for the food alone.
See, and this is so funny. I could take or leave the food of New York. I think if you are a foodie, New York is the place you should go, but get ready to spend some money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm, on the other hand, totally fine with a $3 piece of pizza literally every day of the week.
Well, pizza's really good there, too.
$3.
Some of the best bagels are in Grand Central Station.
Like, side, like literally meat on a truck. I'll do that. Yeah. I know that's going to hit me the other way around. But
it's just,
don't be a pussy. You know what I mean, New York?
You can really find some amazing restaurants in New York that it's like...
Yes. It's, you, Jen likes that. I can take it or leave it. I'm like, okay.
If I find it for her, she'll enjoy it.
Truth. An Italian place. Little Frankie's.
Oh, God.
Italian.
Yep.
All day long.
Yeah.
I like that it's a cash-only joint. Makes me think I'm part of the mob. And I know you're not supposed to glorify that, but we all watched The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And we liked it. It was a hit show for a reason. We all kind of... Anyway, so we get to New York. We have this great day together. Literally, we clocked something like 16,000 or 17,000 steps. We went everywhere.
Can I ask some dumb questions?
Yes.
Okay. Because my kids, Dash, try to... Tater Tot casserole last night, which I felt like I should get a medal for that.
That's a big win.
That's
I hate Tater Tot.
He really
casserole.
Liked it. You know what he said this morning? Because he really didn't want to try it. And I was like, here's what is in it. Everything that you like is in it.
Is it
just
green beans?
Yeah. I make it as old school as you can. I just microwave mixed veggies from the freezer. I brown some. It is better with beef, but I had a lot of
turkey.
Tater
tot on the bottom of a shoe
exactly.
And I eat it.
Tons of cheese, can of cream, mushroom soup, lots of salt, pepper, a little bit of browned onion, whatever. That is not the point of this story. He did wake up and say, that really stuck with me. He's like, I go, because it's every food group, man. This is why I try to get you to eat a balanced meal, because then you've got some fiber from veggies. It sticks with you. It's slower to digest. He goes to basketball. And he's not hungry when he gets home.
Like, are you asking me if we ate a lot while we were there?
What
the answer
I'm asking
is 100%.
I know Eleanor, like me, is a foodie.
Yeah.
Did you guys try some restaurants?
Of course.
Okay, so tell
of
me
course.
What she liked.
You can't go 3 feet without literally the most delicious food and the smell just
hitting
taking
your face.
Over you.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm saying is, like, I don't need it to be fancy. I think New York's baseline is so much better than everybody's food that, like, you can't get it wrong. You're going to get a sub. It's going to be the best sub sandwich you've ever had. Bagel's going
to
be the
best.
It
doesn't need to be fancy. And when I say foodie, I don't even mean for it to be. I mean, somebody who knows food that goes, you want the best, you know, tacos, go to this place. You want the
100%.
Yeah.
So we went to this. I'll give you a good example. We went to this little place that was a food truck first, but then became so popular. It got a restaurant place in New York. So, like, we went to the new, what do you call it? Brick and mortar.
Yeah.
So we went and they have these waffles, and then on top like savory. So it was a waffle with, like, cream cheese and salmon with capers. And Eleanor was looking at it. She's like, I feel like it's weird with a waffle. And I'm like, get it.
Okay.
It's gonna be so, if they can open a restaurant after being a food truck, that thing is
going to be good.
And it was so good. And we kept the other half. So we each ordered one and we kept the half so we could take it home. And we left it somewhere. And Eleanor and I are still upset. We're like, where did we leave our... We didn't even get the whole... And we didn't even get to eat all of it. It was so good. So yes, we had the pizza. We went and had Italian. And I'm saying, you can do that and you can go super bougie and, like, you're, like, really into the food scene. Or you can go mom and pop and you're going to get a great meal.
Yeah.
And we went more mom
best
and
diners.
Because I was like, New York can be so bloody expensive. You just don't realize that, like, being out for 10 hours, you're getting on the subway, beep, beep, you're buying something, you're going to, there's the world's biggest Starbucks there.
It's an expensive city.
Yeah. If you're smart, you can, and you know about New York, you can play outside those rules, but we were on vacation and I was like, and we didn't have to pay for a hotel because our friends were so generous. We just stayed there.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to buy him dinner. We're going to go. So we went to the biggest Starbucks ever, which was the girls' dream.
Yeah. Wow.
I was like, I can't escape this place. It's just, and Eleanor orders this drink she's never ordered before and it has 4 shots of espresso in it. And I'm like, I'm not throwing it away.
God.
So I've never walked faster, you guys. I was like adding fuel to a fire.
No wonder.
I've never walked faster or had to crap.
I was going to set a rocket coming out of my pants.
We're at FOA Schwartz. And I'm like, where are the bathrooms?
Not easy to find a bathroom in New York either.
Nope. And let me tell you this. The one thing Eleanor wanted to do, and literally my head was like, I was like, please, Jesus. She wanted to go to the Starbucks, the biggest Starbucks.
Okay.
For her friend. Top of list.
Makes
the
sense.
The second one.
It makes sense for a middle schooler.
Jelly Cat Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, we're all getting just worked over. Jelly Cat Cafe. So we're at FAO Schwartz. I get it wrong every time. We're at the big ass toy store in Rockefeller Center. Super cool. Really neat at Christmas. They have the skating. Yep. It's worth seeing. It's so cool. There's this thing called the Jelly Cat Cafe. Okay. And here's what this dumb genius did that everybody is just biting the hook for. And all I'm doing is the math. Okay. Every 15 minutes, this thing is booked until the end of July.
Oh,
every 15 minutes, all it is a line of idiots like me in line. And you get up there and some 20-year-old is working behind this kiosk and he pretends like you're ordering, you act like you're ordering a waffle and the waffle is a plush toy. And then he goes, oh, your waffle's ready. And he puts it in a box, a to-go box, and $60 later, it's done.
That's what it is?
That's what it is. And I'm doing the math and I'm like, guys, we have done it wrong. We should have opened a camp or a jelly cat store. That's what we should do. So Eleanor wants to go see these jelly cats.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, another stuffed animal?
What's jelly or a cat have to do with the waffle?
I didn't even read the thing.
Is this, like some Japanese anime thing or something?
No, it's kind of close. They are cute and they are really soft, but I'm like, get me out of here, man. That's when I was like, too many people lined around the block. They had to have security for this jelly cat thing. And I'm like, walking through like Build-A-Bear and all this Barbie. Yeah, you can get stuff that looks like food, lemon, avocado. Don't fall for it,
God,
you guys.
Oh my,
you've got to stop.
My kids got stuffed animals shaped like a marker.
Get ready.
I can't.
Get
like,
ready.
No, Jelly Cat. Dash. He's got a light on his desk that's shaped like a gumdrop that changes color.
That sounds way cooler than Jelly Cat. But Eleanor was into it.
Yeah.
She saved her own money. She got to buy a Jelly Cat. It was a neat. Her and her friend Charlie were having the best time, so I was like, I guess it's kind of worth it. Meanwhile, I'm over, like, I've got my arm up on something, and I'm like, we are just paying retail. We are such idiots. Look at us all in these lines. I'm, like, sweating through my shirt. So then, but that was my only, I was like, Eleanor, I'm not doing another, I'm not going to Sephora. I'm not going to, not
you
doing this.
You can tell Hello Kitty Cafe to kick
Shut,
rocks. We're not
kick
doing
rocks.
That,
I'm
man.
Not doing that. We're
no.
done. And so the retail of it all was a little tricky with Eleanor and her friend because I was like, oh, 12-year-olds are really into, like, I'm like, we're not going into Golden Goose. I don't know what you think. What?
Excuse me,
those
what?
Are $600 shoes. If you would like to peruse the window, by all means. But if you think this lady's going in with anything other than a sour, no look on my face, absolutely not. So, but then they just want to go into the stores, but I'm always like, you will not, there will be no purchasing of any kind, ever. So just know, I mean,
I'll have you know, if anybody's getting a pair, it's going to be me. And
yeah,
you guys 100%. Can just,
it's not going to be with you, with me.
No,
I'm not
going to
let
I'm
you
enjoy
see what
the
I've
experience.
Done.
Yeah.
So then we go, have dinner. We have Italian and Eleanor's having the best time. I had to get some work done in the West Village.
I think I call bullshit, but okay.
And I was meeting up with Casey.
Okay.
And so I went to the West Village by myself. And let me tell you, what's happening right now. I think, and I bet there is this little part of every mother that's like, or maybe they're screaming it from the balconies and we don't hear it because they're all on cruises. There is a little part of me that's starting to understand what life feels like before my kids, like who I was right before, what I wanted to do, what I liked to do, the things that sort of were all the parts of me. And when I knew that Eleanor was safe and that I could go out into the city by myself, and got to do the shit I wanted to do, I was like, first of all, I'm fucking fun. I'm fun. And I was walking down the streets like I was being filmed. Like Mary Tyler Moore, just walking
We're
and looking
gonna
everything.
Make it
I paid to go all. Into the Met, and I was at the Natural History Museum, and I was not upset. I was like, this'll do. I was at the wrong museum. I got on the wrong trains. I talked to a couple cops that were like mean to me, and I was like, you're flirting. And I just had the best day.
That's like, great.
Got some writing done. I knew I was going to go to see some comedy with Casey at the Comedy Cellar, which is really famous. And I was like, oh, this is what moms, like empty nesters. I know that it's super hard when your kids leave your house, but there's another side where you get a little bit of you back. And I think that the pink flamingo thing where like flamingos lose their pink and then as time goes on, their pink comes back and it's like a metaphor for being a mom. Like, I was pinking it up.
It takes a little toll on your attitude when you've got a young person, regardless of how much you love that person, when they're like, how much longer are we doing this for?
Exactly.
How long is the train? When are we going to get there? Did we miss it?
Yep.
Or let's go there.
I want chicken tenders.
Yeah. Like, I'm hungry. Can we just go back? I need a charger. It takes a bite out of you.
It does, but it's weird to like all of a sudden go, okay, what do you want to do today? And I was like, oh my God, the sky's the limit. I definitely know that I want to go.
Please tell me you had a third person conversation with yourself on that subway.
Oh, the subway gets
worse.
Hey,
Kristen. What, Kristen?
You know what?
What are we going to do?
You're going to have that conversation on the subway and everyone leaves you alone. But I will tell you, I went to the subway station. True story. If you don't believe in magic, I go to the subway. I go down into the station. There's only two other people there, and I get confused as to what side I have to get on to go downtown. You know, I don't have a sense of direction, so I'm like, oh, I think I'm supposed to be on the other side. And so I went over to this woman, and I go, hi, do you know, is this train going downtown? She takes her glasses off, and I was like, Miss Ray? It's Eleanor's elementary teacher.
Unbelievable.
In freaking New York City.
Unbelievable.
And we get on the train. We're having a gab. It's so fun.
Kristen's like, is this an intervention? Why are you here?
Did someone send you?
Why
are they worried about
me? Am I here? Is this a weird dream? I slept too hard last night.
Well, good thing I fit in at the New York City subway. And then she got off the train, and then a woman got on with her Facebook Marketplace lamp, and I was like, good job. And I'm here. I know. Subway 101, don't engage.
Oh, yeah?
And I engaged everyone.
Sure.
I wanted to make friends.
I would,
I was on my own.
Maybe I would.
I was just too smiley. And I knew it because then a dude looked at me and he goes, give me money. And I was like, oh, no.
I was just
And I
soft
focused.
Yeah.
I did what you're supposed to do, which is like kind of just like turn yourself away. And then
he's like, why are you crossing your eyes at me, ma'am? Yeah. Are you making fun of me? No.
I just turned my body. And I looked down at the stroller with the toddler in it and was like making, you know, having a good time with the kid. And then all of a sudden, this guy was like, give me money. And I'm like, oh, no. He's like, give me money for my kids. And
oh,
I look next
shit.
To me and there's a bunch of kids to my right. And I'm like, oh, man. But the thing I remember thinking is like the guy, I could tell that there was something askew. And he was like, give me money for my kids. And I look at the kids and I was like, what? And then this woman comes around. And she is pissed and she's speaking Spanish and she's speaking Spanish at him and he can't speak very much English. So nobody's understanding anything.
Wait, so those weren't his kids?
Those were her kids. And he was trying to work a scam to get money through her kids. And she basically, in what I could pick up from Spanish, because I know the dirty words, she said, don't you involve my kids in your dirty work, basically. And then she said a couple F's. And,
oh my God, I love her.
And she MMA'd. Punched him.
Hell yeah,
like,
she
not
did.
Once. I've never seen an arm. It was like on a rotator.
Whoa!
And I was impressed. And I don't mean to say that in a weird way. I just was like, and this is why you don't fuck with people.
If more moms did that.
She got off that next stop and she grabbed those kids. It was like, she was like, she like grabbed them all by one arm and like propped them up. And she was like, basically like, you even look in my direction. And I think she just like went to the grocery store after that. It was like a totally normal New York
City. Okay, I have a lot of questions. So bro gets hit in the face twice.
No, bro gets hit in the face easily five times. Fast.
And what does he do? What's
explodes.
Yells back at
no,
her?
No, not at all. He barely even, he was a big guy and I think he could have fought back. And I definitely think that the subway guys, the New Yorker guys, would have stepped in, but she didn't need it, and she just handled business.
Oh, my God. I love it.
And I was here's the thing. I was behind her,
so I
didn't
learn
see
how to punch just to surprise somebody.
I've never seen it.
I want to learn a really good karaoke song and how to really make a haymaker.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, this woman has punched before.
Sure.
And she has made contact because she knew when to pull back and hit him again. And I got off at the next stop.
I think I'm going to walk.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the girl with the Facebook Marketplace lamp.
I know.
I'm like, she's just like face forward. And I'm like, God, I love New York. It's so,
yeah.
It's so, by the way, that happens. I've been to New York a handful of times, never had that happen. It's going to happen at some point.
My God.
But I've never seen anything like it. I was actually, I don't mean to be impressed, but I was.
Did the lamp make it out okay?
I believe so, yes. And then I saw, and then on the way home, I was riding the subway. I was like, keep it cool, Hensley. Don't need to make friends on this one.
Remember what you've learned.
Yep.
Rapid punches. No. If anybody asks for money.
But don't keep your eyes in that direction. Keep yourself chilled. Just be chilled. Just be like one of the New Yorkers. And then I get on the train and I see these three folks and they're, I can pick up their accent. I'm like, Wisconsin. And they are looking at everybody just wanting to engage. And I was like, it's the Midwesterner. We can't get on a subway car and be like, sit down next to someone and not be like, hi, hello, nice. I like your jacket. Your nails look really nice. You know, so they were immediately like talking to everybody. I'm like, okay. We're all trying to make our way here in the old Big Apple.
Oh, man.
So I spent the day out in New York City and then met Casey out at the Comedy Cellar.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Casey's in New York.
I just loved seeing her. It was like in the middle of all these people, beautiful, sweet Casey with her big smile and like, I just hugged her and we had dinner together. She ordered a salad, which is upsetting. I'm like, okay, Case.
Well,
like, this is why you're fit. And I'm like, I need Pepcid all the time.
Yeah.
So then we went to Comedy Cellar, saw five stand-ups that were just like so good. Just like my stomach hurt. They
Yay.
Were so good.
Oh, that's so fun.
Then the next day we go to Central Park. Casey meets up with us. The park is popping because it's the first day of like really good weather. And so the lawn had not, nobody had been on the lawn for the whole year. So it's bright green. It's exactly what you want in New York City. It's like softball game going on, a mom like walking her kids.
Did they have the guys doing the flips and stuff like that? I absolutely
always
love
on
it.
The bar, guys doing like the pull-ups. I watched that for a little
money.
Bit.
Yeah.
I watched a softball game, female on third base. I was like, she got an arm on her. She's playing third base. And I was like, she just burned it to first base. I was like, way to go, third base. Like,
and then I recognized her from the subway. So
she had a lamp.
Very
she got
powerful.
A new, she, and then who knew, but the woman up to bat had just beat the shit out of somebody on the subway train. I saw her later.
Her arm, incredible.
Yeah, incredible swing. Oh my God. I know. And then the best thing of our trip.
When the punches happened, did you say anything? Were you like, look out for the lamp? Or like, my face.
I was
Be
behind
nice.
Her.
Okay.
And I was like, you do you. I ain't saying nothing. She runs the show. Who am I to say anything?
I would have like,
if she
maybe,
was like, hold this, I would have been like, okay.
I would have maybe just eked out like, yeah, yeah.
Basically, all I did was help
the
parents move the kids. New York, baby. I'm like, it's a subway. We're all like different people. And like, you just are trying to like, it doesn't happen all the time, but the subway can be a little bit surly and you just.
Sure.
Well, I look, I'm just saying I was part of New York culture at its finest.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to go into the
last
part.
There's more. This is too exciting already.
Too many exciting things.
Oh my God.
This is 3 days of operational New York City.
Holy crap.
So Casey and I plan on going to a show on Saturday night. New York.
A second show. Okay.
Broadway is popping right now because LA is slow with film and television. So all these like very talented, very famous people are like, I'm going to go do a Broadway show. So Broadway is just every single show is good, but the tickets, no joke, to see Othello with Jake Gyllenhaal and Denzel Washington are averaging like $1,800 a piece, which I think is gross, but whatever. Like
how much?
$1,800. Like, you can't even get them. They're so sold out. And then the ones that are, like, fancy are, like...
Who's paying that kind of money, man?
Well, it's people that are famous. And people that have...
I guess.
I don't know.
$1,800.
They're not on the subway with
me.
My first
car was $1,100.
I know, man.
$1,800 to see Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'm not doing that.
Fuck no.
No, I'm not doing that.
Unless he confesses that he's got that red scarf.
I knew you were going to say that. She's like, I'll pay it if I get like 5 minutes alone with them just to have them.
Yeah,
I just want to know about this scarf. Okay, so Casey and I go, Casey, let's just throw caution into the wind and do day of tickets. Todaytickets.com.
Okay.
And what you do is you basically put your name in for any ticket that you would take.
Not like a show on Netflix, you guys. It's a...
You can't go wrong on Broadway right now.
Okay.
Okay? Well. You can't go wrong. How do I know? Because Casey and I got tickets to see Gypsy for $50. It was the cheapest thing I did in New York. And
oh
then
my gosh.
Because Casey's a down-ass chick, we ate pizza before. And we had one cocktail. And we went and saw a show.
She wished it was salad.
No, she doesn't. Oh my God. If we were at a goddamn pizza line and she was like, do you have salad? I'd go, New York, where's the woman with the punch? New York, I'm sorry. LA has spoken and we are.
Smasher with the Facebook marketplace.
The story of Gypsy is about a woman who is a stage mom and she has a daughter. She has two daughters and she's trying to make them into this like really successful vaudeville act. And one of them leaves because the mom is too houndy, and the other one becomes a stripper.
Sidebar. It's not about Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yes, it is.
No, no, no.
Not Gypsy Rose.
Not the one that had her boyfriend kill her mom.
Wait a minute.
Because she had Munchausen.
Is that what she's named after?
Yes.
Gypsy Rose after the...
Yeah.
Who? Why would you name...
Right? Right, now it all comes
I
together.
I feel like the judge just did the math on that and was like, I'm going to give her a lighter sentence.
Oh,
she started
God.
With, like, this.
Yeah, that mom's bad shit, cray, cray.
I just connected the dots that is how terrible that is. And also, if you're using Gypsy as your metaphor for motherhood, you need to rethink everything because she ends up a super successful stripper and then they kind of go into business together.
Yeah, yeah. I think she'd have been okay with that. Yeah.
With that being said, this cast is, I can't explain it. So they've cast it as Audra McDonald, who's this beautiful black woman that used to be on the TV show The Practice, which was a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy, if you remember.
Oh.
And she is an opera singer, and she is a Broadway darling, and she plays the mom. Her name is Joy Woods, and she played the daughter. Now I can't remember the name of the daughter, the character name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Audra McDonald was being interviewed, and they were like, we think you should play the lead in Gypsy. And she's like, it's usually a white woman. And they were like, we want to go a different direction. We want it to be you. And when you see her in this part, you can't imagine it being anyone else. That is what the truth is. And this, the woman that plays her daughter, her voice and her ability, her dancing and her singing and her acting, all of it is so good that you feel like you want to come out of your seat. It was that good. And Audra McDonald, who's my hot flash, she sang this solo where she's in the middle of the Majestic Theater. She's center stage. And she just has to belt over and over and over. And you could see her veins. And she's got her arms up. And she's like, basically the song is like, why couldn't it have been me? And the whole audience stands up and gives her a standing ovation during the show.
Oh, my God. Goosebumps.
I have goosebumps right now. I clap so hard my hands hurt.
I'm also worried that you've got a new karaoke song.
Absolutely not.
I can't.
In a thousand years.
Okay, good. Okay. But
this is
after
not
a
meant.
Couple drinks, she gets real confident.
Everything's coming up. Absolutely not. There's never been a time I've been more humbled where I was like, get me out of here. I don't belong anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's what singing
I think
sounds like.
Yeah,
okay. No, you go to Broadway, there's a reason that it's Broadway, right?
Oh, my God.
You can't go to a bad show.
There was a woman who plays this, like, side character, and they're really funny. They're the strippers of the burlesque place.
Yeah.
And she played the fucking trumpet, for real. She's singing, she's dancing, she's funny, and she plays the trumpet for real. And not a little bit of trumpet. Like,
she can really play.
I'm like, of course, because in Broadway, you're like, can you juggle with your butt?
Sure.
And they're like, yeah, I've been doing that for, that's just part of my fun.
I have not been to a Broadway show. I've been to like Broadway touring shows, like when they come around, and I've always been like very blown away by them. But even I remember seeing like the Bellevue Little Theater in Nebraska being a kid and being like, I can't believe that this is happening in front of me.
It's magic. It's like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, Casey and I could have got tickets to anything. And I think we would have been happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Gypsy in particular was like so awesome. And being there with Casey
Lucked
was
out.
So fun. And then we both like went to the train station. I was like, I'm not ready to say goodbye. And it was so
Did
so
you fun. Run after the train?
Which I got on the wrong train.
Yep.
So it's fine. And then I got off the train.
Several hours later.
Yeah, me and the lady with the Facebook. That Facebook marketplace lady was
she
really trying to build
she
her.
She was going, did she?
She's like, I'm lost.
I'm embarrassed.
So yeah, so that, I know.
That's so great.
But here's the thing. It sounds like a mother-daughter trip, but really it was just.
Just a mother trip?
A mother trip.
No, it was because she got to have so much fun with her little friend that she was missing her so bad.
Filled her little soul, and I saw her so happy. And you know when your kids are in a good friendship, when the two can be sort of quiet and still with each other, they don't have to,
yeah,
like, oh, there doesn't have to be a ton of entertaining.
Right,
like,
right, right.
They were so good to just hang out and show each other. Like, they had matching hoodies, and they have, you know, lip gloss, and I was like, peace out. I'm going to go get on a train if nobody needs me.
Yeah.
I'm going to peace out and go rock this city.
I mean, it sounds lovely. And as I know from recently having taken a vacation, that really those, like, the parts of the vacation where you're on the flight together and you're, like,
the
that
best.
Forced interaction where you, like, are cracking each other up and, like, having conversations you wouldn't normally have. Like,
yeah.
That's the best part.
And just watching Eleanor be happy with her friendship just made me feel like I was, like, you know, you're standing on the outside looking in and you're like, oh, I know how good she feels right now and how important this is. It sucks that I'm not included. I have a third hoodie that would have matched that I haven't returned yet.
Yeah.
But I did feel just like it was just cool from beginning to end.
Kristen was like, I'm an awesome mom. I'm an even better karaoke singer. And I just got to get home and
it's like, I'm going to practice my audition. I'm going to Broadway's next, baby.
How much is a trumpet? I think I can do that.
I can do clarinet pretty convincingly. No, I can't. Not that one. Nothing. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. I got, listen, if it's one thing I came out of New York with, it's being humbled. But even that's awesome. I'm like, I can't figure out a train. I was in the middle of a fight. I don't know where I am. I
had some really good pizza, though. It
I
like
will
a win.
Say one thing is like, the places that were the, like, that are notoriously kind of fancy were my least favorite places.
Ooh, like where?
I thought the West Village. I was like, there's so many people and it's really expensive and everybody sounds like they're from the valley that lives in the village. Everybody's going to be so mad at me.
Really?
But it's all like, you know, and I'm like, I got to go.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. But beautiful summer, spring day in New York.
I swear this is in the West Village. There's a super like 100-year-old bar called Shipwreck Mary's.
That might be there. Which definitely makes sense. All the places are really old. I definitely think I was in like a, you know, place and I went in to try on a necklace and
she just did like a head bob thing, which
you
would
have to
indicate
do the thing
hipster.
Where you're grabbing air that isn't there.
Grab air and
grab
hold
air.
It in your tightly in your fist. And yeah.
Yeah. I went in and tried on a necklace and I knew I was in trouble because I just thought it was like a normal store. And I tried on a necklace and he was like, that's $7,000. And I was like, what? I'm going to Canal Street and getting a fake one.
I know. That shit makes you feel so bad too. And also, it doesn't matter that you're like, wait, you work in the store. You can't buy the, you're like, you don't own
it
the
makes
store.
Me,
well, how have you made me feel like such shit?
It's a New York experience. I just was like,
here, hold this bacon wrapped dog while I try on this $7,000 necklace. You peon that works in the store.
Don't be mean. That guy didn't mean to. Listen, here's what I like about him. He didn't
hey,
kick
you
me
do
out
New
of the
York
store.
Your way. I'm going to do it my way, okay?
He didn't kick me out of the store for knowing that there is no chance in hell that I can afford a seven. He entertained me putting it on, and I was like this. Oh, yeah, that's a really nice necklace.
I would have punched that motherfucker five to six times
Here's
in the
my
face.
Credit card.
Yeah.
I need that necklace and not your attitude.
Did we podcast, though?
Yes, we did. I could just keep going. About me.
Pioneer.